Amen. Oh, there we go. Hallelujah. So this is the true gift of Christmas. The true gift of Christmas. This is something that I've had a lot of scriptures put together to bring this out before, you know, I brought it out. There's some things I just want to declare. And for us to understand that the celebration, I pray that this will really be a spectacular Christmas in a way of understanding of what took place. Tell someone what took place. I want us to understand that there's something significant. And when we begin to see the scriptures, we begin to see the scriptures, the prophetic scriptures that declare the manifestation of Christ. Now, I'm going to say some words, and they're going to be repetitive. I'm going to say these words because they're important. And they jump out at me. These words really jump out at me. And I pray that this will help you. There's a couple things that I want this to really to take off in our spirits is understanding the authority that we have in Christ and how we have it. See, I want us to get a hold of this and say that I want you to look at the picture of the cross, but I want you to see that even what the cross did for us, that the manifestation of Jesus, what took place when he was manifested in the flesh. So I don't want to get ahead of myself. I don't think I'll get through this. There's no way. I have tons of scripture, and I don't want to rush it. Is that okay? Because we got next week, we got before we get to Christmas and that, and you'll understand why this all ties in. I hope that you could come to each one of the services. I'm going to look up Isaiah 53, verse 16. And I'm sorry, let me see, hang on, that's not it. Give me a second here. Let me find it because I'm trying to think. Give me one second. Let me see if I can find it. You know what? And I did. I wrote the scripture down wrong, but I'll get it to you. But what I shared last week was that, and I opened up with that, every scripture has a mate. Every scripture has a mate that it points to another. Remember, we talked about this before, that we understand that we are a letter from heaven. We are out of a word. We are out of him. Amen. Each one of us, he is the word. Amen. And out of us, out of him is individual words. Amen. So we were taken out of Christ. So each one of us individual words. So there's no word unto itself. I want us to understand something. I want us to see this. There's no word unto itself. There's no island unto itself. Come on, amen. But we are together as a body, and every word complements another word. So there's mates in the Word of God and I always say that unless I find that mate prophetically, another one declaring it from the Old Testament to the New Testament, if there's not a mate, then I can't preach it. I don't preach it until I get that mate, until I know that confirmation of that word, okay? So I think it's powerful. And we got to know that every word is powerful in the Word of God. Every word is significant. That sometimes we read it in sentences instead of reading it in the word. Come on, just take one word at a time and read that word. Amen. That's what we need to do. So let me just pray. Heavenly Father, I pray to God, Lord, that you just bless us tonight. I pray to God, Lord, that be loosed here tonight, God, right now in your word, God, as we just declare your word to God. I'm declaring what you have put in our hearts to God and for this house, for this moment, God. So I just pray to God, Lord, let there be a revelation in each eye here tonight that they've never seen some things that we speak tonight, God. Lord, I pray to God, Lord, their eyes be open to it. And they take hold of it, give ears to hear in Jesus' name. Amen. So let's look up John, 1 John, 1 John 3:8. And it says, he that committeth sin, and I want you to get this. Last week we talked about this, so, and I was kind of just, I wanted to say it last week so that you kind of can get a hold of this. All right? Because these are sometimes, there's some things that you read. This is one of those scriptures that a lot of times we read over. Really is. Because it says, he that committeth sin, you ready? Come on. Is of the devil. Look at your neighbor and say, uh-oh. How many of you committed sin? How many of you have asked God recently for forgiveness? So I want you to see the scripture. I want you to understand something here. He says that he that committeth sin is of the devil, sinneth from the beginning. For the devil sins from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God, all right, was manifested, say, for this purpose.
I want us to get this. I want us to take the time.
I'm telling you, listen, this is what God's really revealing right here. This is powerful. And I don't take this lightly. I really, really believe, because sometimes I believe that we rush through things and we have to understand that this is very... Is that hard to read? Well, then you need to come down here closer to me. Okay, so what is that word? Manifest. This is one of those words. Okay? This is one of those words that we're going to see. So when something is manifested, what is it? It's brought out. It's made clear. Come on, amen. It's brought out into the open. When it's manifested, when something is manifested, it is brought to light. All right? So listen, the devil, now remember, here's the scripture. It says, he that committed sin is of the devil. The devil sinneth from the beginning for this purpose. The Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. To destroy what? The works of the devil. Now, I'm going to take my time because I want you to get this, because I believe this is really going to get in your spirit and it's going to give you some victory. So here's what it's saying. It's saying, so we all know that each one of us have sinned. We've fallen short. But we got to see something. What he's talking about here. Because he says this. He says, whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. For his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. Now I want you to get the picture of something. It is one of the main things of our walk with God that you need to be what? Born. But not born again like, what's his name said? Nicodemus asked, he says, what do you mean? Be born again. You mean I'm supposed to go back into my mother's womb? No. Of the Spirit. Say, of the Spirit. I want you to get this and know I'm going to say it a few times, but it's an incorruptible seed. Incorruptible. Hallelujah. That means that seed cannot sin. It's unsinnable. The Spirit of God, it's unsinnable. Amen? It's incorruptible. Hallelujah. It's immortal. Cannot die. So, he says, this is why I came. This is why I was manifested. Hallelujah. So that I could destroy the works. Say, cut the line. Cut that seed. Hallelujah. Cut that generational, come on, that continual line of sin. Because he says that from the beginning, the devil sinned. Hallelujah. But he says, I'm going to cut the line. I'm going to be manifested in the earth. Hallelujah. Destroying the works of the devil so that you can be born again and carry an immortal, incorruptible seed in you. But see, I want you to get something. And this is saying this, that seed that's in me cannot sin. So how do I sin sometimes? This is where we got to get our picture understand something, because people really get, they get really down. They say, well, I can never make it. I'm never going to get past this. I'm never going to get on, because they're looking at it the wrong way. I cannot live from that old nature, that corruptible seed, but I have to live from the incorruptible seed. I have to live from the spirit. I cannot live from the flesh. See, when I begin to abide, when I begin to draw from the flesh, I sin. But if I'm walking in the spirit, the Bible says, I will not fulfill. So what we have to do is draw from the Spirit continually. Because the Spirit, the seed, the incorruptible seed, can't sin. And it's in you. Anybody, any questions? Because I want to keep going here. I want you to get this. So here's the other one. Seed. So whatsoever, so whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. For his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. In this, the children of God are. Help me tonight. Manifested. In this, come on, in this the children of God are manifested. So if I'm abiding in that incorruptible seed, in that I manifest God. I cannot manifest God in that corruptible seed. That's what happens sometimes. Sometimes we try to manifest God, we try to live on both sides. Last time we talked about my heart needs to be lined up with my mouth. It's not religion, it's relationship, that my heart, hallelujah, it's a heart issue. That's okay, you're good, I like that. That's some background music with me. Thanks, Joyce. Sounds good. You're good, take your don't worry about it. It's all right, honey. I like that. I need that ringtone. Okay. So he says, in this the children of God are manifest. They're manifest, say they're manifest. That means they're revealed. In this. Say in this. They're able to be revealed because of Jesus being manifested. Hallelujah. He destroyed the works of the devil. So now, you, me, come on, amen. Within that seed, we're to manifest his image and likeness. I want to help you. Come on. I know this. I want you to get this. Amen. Neither that ye, that it says, and doth not, wait. For God are manifest in the children of the devil, whosoever doth not righteousness is not of God. But you are. Come on, hear me tonight. You are. When you understand that you have an incorruptible, come on, an immovable, unshakable, hallelujah, unpenetratable, hallelujah, with sin seed within your life. Waiting to be manifested out of your life. To be revealed. And he says, and whosoever doth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. 1 Peter. I'm going to lay these scriptures out to you. You all right? Can I say, can I just say something real quick too on our sin? I am one of those people that I have to know what I believe and why I believe it. Because I've watched too many people just nonchalantly come to church over the years and really didn't even know what they believe in. I think the reason why I'm that way is because I was determined that when I knew I wanted to get high, I got high. I knew what I wanted. So when I come to the Lord, why do you do what you do? What makes that click in you? Why? How come, man, there's something. I'm watching your life. I'm seeing, and how does that work? How does that put together? Come on, amen. How does that come together? How does that work? Come on, because so many times people, they go to church, they do this, they do that, they do that. Why do you do that? I don't know. Not like it's wrong, but I need to know. Come on, amen. We need to know. We need to. Why do I do this? What is it? Why am I doing that? Because let me tell you something. When you know what you know, when you know it, hallelujah. When you know it. When I know 2 + 2 = 4, my goodness, I'm confident. But if you just tell me, if I know how 2 + 2 = 4, how do I know that? How does that happen? And I learn it. Am I making sense? All right, so smile at me. First Peter. Oh, come on. Where are you at here? Peter's always hard to get to. 1 Peter 1:18. It says, "For as much as you know that you are not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversations." So listen, we are not redeemed by money. We're not redeemed because I tithe. I'm not redeemed because of what I do, that part of it. But listen, he says, "Silver, your vain conversations received by tradition from your fathers." I am not saved from tradition. Traditions. I'm not saved from that. But with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained, come on, help me tonight, before the foundation of the world. Here's the word. Here it is. You ready? Here's another word. Say it with me. "But was manifested in these last times." So the words that he's saying here, that he was in the times that are from that point on before us, that he was manifest. Say he already was. Not waiting for us to get the victory. He's got the victory. He made it clear when he was on the cross. He said, "It is finished. Everything is done in Christ. There's nothing more that I can do to redeem myself, to set myself free, to make myself worthy, to make myself good enough. The only thing that makes me is the seed," hallelujah, "from that lamb. It's that incorruptible seed that makes you worthy. It's that seed that sets me free. It's that seed," hallelujah, "that gives me authority that I'm connected to heaven. It gives me a new name." Amen. It puts me in a new bloodline. So sometimes we get caught up in bloodline. And I'm not saying that sometimes those things aren't real, but I'm here to tell you, I'm part of a new bloodline. My great-great-grandfather might have been an alcoholic, and it could be in my DNA, but I'm here to tell you, in Christ, that precious blood, that seed is incorruptible, hallelujah, and my spirit is connected to that. My flesh might try to, but I do not live in that. I got to abide in the Spirit that is incorruptible. Does that make sense? You all getting this? Redeemed us. Manifest. And this is why he said this. He says that it was manifested in these last times for your sake. See, for your sake. He says, being born not of a corruptible seed, verse 23, but an incorruptible by the word of God. Say, Jesus. Now, this word speaks of the seed of God. I'm going to help you. Don't you just remember that. Which liveth and abideth forever. Say forever. Forever and ever and ever. That seed cannot sin. Which life am I promoting? Which seed am I promoting? Come on, amen. Which life do I draw from? Do I draw from that the flesh, that old, come on, that old seed that's dead and gone? Or do I draw from the Spirit of God, from that incorruptible seed that can't sin? I'm here to tell you that seed's powerful. It's powerful. That seed is powerful. Hear me tonight. That seed is powerful. That's what has connected me to God, is that seed. That seed. Changed my DNA. I'm a brand new man. Old things passed away. So, Genesis 2. Y'all know this one. Since I'm not going to finish anyways, I might as well just give it to you. Is that all right? So it says this. He says, and I will put enemy between you and the woman. This is he talking to the devil, the liar, the accuser. From when? From the beginning. He was never a good angel. He's not an angel. Come on, amen. He wasn't, listen, I want you to hear this. I want you to hear this. That the devil was from the beginning, he was a liar. From the beginning, he sinned. Say, from the beginning. You know when the beginning is? The beginning. Always. Say always. So he says, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman and between the seed, between your seed and her seed, and it shall bruise your head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. He talked to him and he talked to her. He said, your seed to the woman will bruise, will destroy, nor her heel, his head. Amen? All right, so just remember that. You all right? You good? All right. So let's look at 1 John 3:8. And we all know that I wrote that down, that seed, say that seed, came forth in Mary. Mary. All right. So 1 John. I'm going back to this one here. So that seed that God was talking to the enemy about, remember he said this seed will crush your head. And 1 John 3:8, he says, this is why I was manifested to destroy the works. This seed, say this seed. He's talking about Jesus. But I want you to get the picture here that I'm giving you. That seed, he was the only begotten son. But out of that seed, we're going to be many, say many, seeds. Out of him, that one seed,
incorruptible seed, each one of us, come forth. So, Acts 10. This is why. He says he was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. Acts 10:36. And this is the word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. Say the word. The word which God sent. I want you to, guys, think about this. What is the sent word? Jesus. The word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was that seed. He was that word that was sent. Hallelujah. He says, preaching peace. He says, that word, that seed, just say seed, because that word is a seed word. It's a seed word. He says, that seed, I say, you know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. Just remember that. That word Nazareth means branch. Come on, just say it after me. Branch. That word Nazareth means branch. With the Holy Ghost and with power. Who went about doing good and healing all. Say all. All that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. So Jesus, that word was sent, hallelujah, and it came forth, it was preached among everybody, it was declared, it was proclaimed, and that word healed all those that were oppressed. I want you to think about that. Every one of us were part of that word. That word was sent, wasn't just for them, but that word was sent to those, hallelujah, that were oppressed by the devil. Come on, I want you to get this. That word was sent for me. It was sent for me. So, verse 38, that he was anointed to destroy, he says, we're oppressed of the devil. Remember, he was sent, manifested to what? To destroy the what? The works of the devil. To shut down those works of the devil. To destroy. And he says, I'm going to do it in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. That's a prophetic. That's a declaration. There's something there. So that seed equals word. We know that. So that's a born again. That we're not to stay in the flesh. John 8:31. I'm just giving you some scriptures here. Is that John 8 to me? Hang on, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, that's not it. Oh, I'm in Luke. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed. Say continue. In my seed. Come on, this word speaks of the seed, the seed. If you continue in the incorruptible, in the spirit. Say in the spirit. And you shall know the truth. If you continue in the spirit, you will know the truth. And the truth shall, help me tonight, it'll make you free. So when you understand and you know, hallelujah, that you're abiding in that seed, it's that seed, hallelujah, that seed that will make you free. Because it gives you authority. Come on, it places you in the right place. Because without it, hallelujah, there's no power, there's no authority. It doesn't give us any place.
Amen? He says, so that's so he says, and he says, and you shall make you free. And they answered, it will make you free. That word, that seed will make you free within you. That word. It's going to make you free. It'll make you free. Hallelujah. It will loosen you. As we continue to abide in that word and walk in the Spirit, we begin little by little begin to loose off of that old flesh, that old thing. Those things begin to fade away. Those things begin to push away. Come on, amen. But the enemy wants you to give him place. He wants you, come on, amen, to place yourself in this place, in the flesh, because he have access. He has access. The enemy has access in this place in your flesh, but he cannot touch your spirit because it's incorruptible. You can sin in this place. So he says, don't give the devil place. Don't be in that place. But stay in the incorruptible. Abide in me. Then you are my disciples. He says, and they answered, we are Abraham's seed. There's the word. We are of Abraham's seed. And he says, we're never in bondage. And to any man, how sayest that we are made free? And Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin. See, this just wrecked their whole theology. Because they were going by tradition. But he says, no, 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 no. I want you to know I'm bringing you part of something new. This is an incorruptible seed. Have you not realized from all this time that you abide in that seed, you fail? He says, and Jesus said, verily, verily, I say, to commit a sin is a servant of sin. Say, a servant of sin. They are bound by him. Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. You being and me being in bondage to him. He came to break the chains. He came to loose you, come on, amen, from the culture, from the heredity, from the lineage of sin. He was the righteousness of God, that seed. Now, you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Are you okay? And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the son abideth forever. If the son therefore shall make you free, I'm going to tell you right now, you are free indeed. Once you realize, once you believe that you are in an incorruptible seed, born again, it's not just words. This is supernatural that takes place. Come on, hear me tonight. So, you having fun? Are you? I want you to have fun. So listen, so say for this purpose, he came. We need to stay, don't stay in the flesh, but stay in seed life. Mark 16. And what I'm trying to do is put these all together so that all begins to, that when you hear it and it all puts together, there's really a clicking that takes place within you. Amen? Come on, and I see it sometimes. I watch people and I see they get it. They catch it. They catch it. There's some things that have to be caught, not taught. Amen? You can memorize a lot of things, but if you catch it in the Spirit. So here we are. Where are we at? We're at Mark 16. He's talking to his disciples. And he says, go into the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. He's saying that those that are not connected to this, come on, to the seed. And he says, and these signs shall follow. Signs are manifestations. They're manifestations of the seed. Hear me tonight. I want you to catch this. He says, "At that follow them that believe." See, here guys, listen. There's a manifestation of that reality to those that believe. Jesus says that if you believe, he says that that word will make you free. Come on, say it. He said it, just said it. It'll make you free. That truth will make you free. Say that seed. That seed, that understanding, hallelujah, that it just wasn't about a baby in a manger. Come on, I want you to get this. It just wasn't about a baby. It was a seed that came to earth. That was manifested for you and me. And he says, in my name, they... Listen, this is the first thing that takes place. In my name, help me, I want someone to read it. What's the first thing they do? The first thing you do is cast out devils. I want you to get this. Jesus came, that was manifested, that seed was manifested. Amen. He was manifested for what purpose? To destroy the works of the devil. So I want you to get something. I want you to get this. So this seed is manifested in you. And Jesus says, go preach. And the first things that take place is for you to do what? Cast out devils. I want you to get this. That, listen to me. The manifestation of that seed is gives you authority to cast out devils. Say they have no place. I want you to hear this. I want you to get this. Listen, I'm going to put the big picture in. You're going to get the whole thing because we're going to walk through Jesus' birth. Come on, amen. That birth and the declaration of what took place. But because of that seed, hallelujah, now gives you authority to cast out devils. Say they have no place. This is what gives you, because it puts you in the right line. It puts you in the right lineage. Outside of that lineage, you don't have no authority. If I try to do it here, I'm in trouble. But if I begin to do it in the belief and understanding of this incorruptible seed, Jesus says, cast out devils. Because if you can't cast out devils, hallelujah, you got to make way. You got to get them out of the way. Say, get them out of the way. You can't give them place. So cast them out. Come on. Come on. I want you to hear this. This isn't just for the preacher. This is for all your seed of God. Unfortunately, that's been preached out of pulpits that way. That it's just for the preachers or this or that. Mm-mm. The seed. You're incorruptible. You're part of that seed. Are you born again? Come on. And he says, cast out devils. You shall speak in new tongues, and they shall take up serpents. Mark that. Remember that right there. Because that is going to make sense after I read a few things later on. And drink any deadly thing. Something else I got to add, because I've been really reading, and I can't stop. Thank God. My wife bought me a book, The First Christian Church, and I have not stopped reading it. Like, I started reading it yesterday, and I was like, I read a ton of it. And it talks about how that the first church, how that they were poisoned by so many people. They were given poison. But people that were come against them, poison. They were giving them poison, trying to give them poison, and they would drink it and wouldn't die. One after Thaddeus, I'm going to go through every one of these sometime in the new year. I'm going to go through these different ones. the first 70 disciples and talk about their lives, and it will blow you away. I don't have time to get into it, but the things that took place, from historians, come on, amen, that we get the biblical part of it, but there's some historical things that take place about the writings of these men and women that will blow you away of their faith in God. They asked Thaddeus, which that's another story I don't want to get into right now, but Thaddeus, he was one of the disciples. He went and he prayed over a guy. Actually, Jesus sent him. Okay? It's an amazing whole story. And this was written by Eusebius. Eusebius was a historian and a apostle during the 4th century, the 4th generation after Christ, okay? So it wasn't very long. It was like 300 years after Jesus. So it was pretty new. And he talked about Thaddeus when he went to this governor of Turkey. And when he went there and he walked in. As soon as he walked in, the king said, man, there's something different about this man. And everybody on his court got healed. Everybody. The next day, he says, you're going to preach to everybody in my city. They all came and everybody got saved. The whole city. And he says, I'm giving you silver and gold. And he looked at him and said, this is what he said. I gave everything for Christ. Why would I take yours? I've given all my gold. I've given everything I can for the cause of Christ. I don't want your gold. I love it. You know what I'm saying? This is a powerful statement, man. That's why miracles took place. That's why they happened. They weren't bought with money. Come on, amen. But they were doing the work of the Lord. Hallelujah. And they believed it. They understood that. Hallelujah. Come on. So we got to get hold of that. So they cast out devils. They cast out devils. Signs shall follow. Manifestations will follow. Hallelujah. And you cast out devils. Why? Because the seed was manifested. You're part of an incorruptible seed. Say, I'm part of an incorruptible seed. If you're born again and believe and you know that you've been filled with the Spirit of God, you received Him in your life, you've been baptized, hallelujah. By faith we believe that we were baptized, that seed was placed in the ground, risen up again, amen? That I'm caught up with Him, hallelujah. And He says, and they shall take up service, and they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. He says, and here's the thing, the first thing that comes to your mind is you think, well, I pray for people and they don't recover. We're not meant to figure things out, we're just to do what God says. I cannot figure out how He wants me to love my enemies. Or why He wants me to love my enemies. I just need to do it. Come on, am I right? He says, and so then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, He was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached. You ready? We're everywhere, and the Lord working with them and confirming the word, say the seed, with signs following. Manifestations of that seed in their life. They that walk in the Spirit, hallelujah, won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. So signs and wonders follow them because they follow Christ. Sometimes I get sidetracked. Come on, amen? But signs and wonders follow those that believe in that seed, understanding that it's an incorruptible seed. Hallelujah. That it's incorruptible. Hallelujah. So, for this purpose, He was manifested. Jesus, now listen, here guys, I want you to see this. Then Jesus, the Lord spoken unto him, and he received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. I want you to see this and understand something, that Jesus, He was manifested. He came, sent by the Father. He was revealed in the flesh. Amen? He was manifested. It's time for us to be manifested. It's time for us to be manifested. Jesus manifested. It's time for us, hallelujah, all creation. The Bible says in Romans 8:9, for all creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. waiting, say waiting, for the sons of God to be manifested, to be revealed. Signs and wonders, hallelujah. They reveal, hallelujah. Waiting for you to be manifested. He's already been manifested. All creation. 1 Timothy 3. It says, and without controversy, with no doubt, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested. Listen to this. He was manifested. Say manifested. In the flesh, he's justified in the spirit. Seen of angels. Preached unto the Gentiles. Believed on in the world. Received up to glory. He's already been manifested. I want you to see this. I want you to understand, hallelujah, that he was seen of angels. When was he seen of angels? When was he seen of angels? Remember this. I want you to get this. For God is a spirit. So man, no man has ever seen God. Even the angels didn't see God. Because he's spirit. Until he was manifested in the earth. Get this. I want you to see this. So, I know there was depictions that we could see that there was likenesses of Christ, that he was in the, but I'm talking about the manifestation of Jesus Christ coming to a whole, and we'll see it in Luke 2. All right. Now I want to read this to you so that you can kind of catch all this. He was seen of angels, and when was he seen of angels? Luke 2, verse 4. It says, and Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was the house and the lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she might be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and they wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in the manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same countryside shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came. Say, he came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone about them, round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you great tidings, good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day, say this day, in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And you shall, in this shall be a sign, say manifestation, to you. And you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, laying in the manger. And suddenly, there was with the angels a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and the earth, peace, goodwill towards men. And it came to pass. Listen. I want you to see something, that this right here, was why he was manifested. He came, hallelujah, to be manifested. These angels were celebrating this moment that was taking place right then and there.
this moment, come on, amen, that gives you liberty, come on, that causes you to take hold, hallelujah, of an incorruptible seed, amen. This was the plan of God. The declaration was being, angels were declaring because they know, hallelujah, that God was going to be manifested in the flesh. And he says, they were with anticipation. And it says, in the glory to God in the highest, and the earth, peace and goodwill towards men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even to Bethlehem and see this thing which has come. What's it say? Say, it has come to pass. Say, it has come to pass. For this purpose was I manifested, hallelujah, to destroy the works of the devil. That lineage in that line of that Adam nature, hallelujah, right here, the seed of God was revealed. This was, hallelujah, our way out of bondage, out of that old lineage, hallelujah. The seed was revealed. He says, and they came with haste. Wait, hang on. Which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe laying in the manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad, saying, which was told of them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered. What were they wondering? They were wondering of the prophetic word that was declared about this moment. Say this moment. About this manifestation. Come on, amen. That the declaration, come on. That this scripture, say this scripture. There's a match. There's a match to this scripture. Come on, amen. And it's in the Old Testament. It's a declaration about what was to come. About what was to take place. It was prophetically declared before this moment. But this moment, it was being manifested. It was coming to light. It was taking place. He says, and they came, he says, and when they had seen it, they made abroad and saying, which was told of them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered, this which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary, say, but Mary, kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Can I tell you why she pondered them, why she stopped? Because she knew this path, because she understood the path of the Messiah, the Savior of the world. Come on, amen. She understood that. She had a prophetic understanding of what He was coming to do. She didn't have the full understanding of it, but she kind of had this glimpse, and she knew that He came here to save them. But what would that cost? Come on, amen. What would that cost her son? She didn't know for sure, but she understood the scripture. She knew that it would cost something. So it says this, and it says, you guys all right? But Mary kept them in her heart. It says, and the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. And when 8 days were accomplished, say 8 days. This is so significant. Remember, every scripture, every word of the Bible is important. Everything that's declared. Come on, amen. It's not just a story. Come on. This is, hallelujah, that this word will cause you to become free. We understand this. Come on. The word of God will cause you to become. It'll make you free. Say, make you free. I do that to keep you guys awake so that you just keep going. It says, and it says, when the 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child whose name was called Jesus, which means Savior, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And you could read that in Matthew 1. We're going to go to that later, maybe next week. And when the days of her purification, according to the law of Moses, were accomplished, they brought him to Jesus, to Jerusalem, to present him to the Lord. And as it was written, the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and offer a sacrifice according to that which was said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves and two young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consultation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. I want you to see this. Now, I want us to, you can look in Leviticus, check that out, Leviticus 12, verse 3. Now, this is important because Leviticus 12, verse 3. Because he was fulfilling a scripture. Now, we understand that circumcision means to cut away the flesh. Now, I want you to see the prophetic declaration that was being made. That he had to, by the eighth day, hallelujah, the word eight means new beginning. Come on, help me tonight. Say new beginning. It means new beginning. A fresh start. Jesus, hallelujah, had to be circumcised. The seed was cut. It's significant because he never sinned. Never sinned. So that sin, what it was speaks of, that cut, flesh was cut. From that moment, hallelujah, the Bible says that Jesus, hallelujah, he was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. To cut, hallelujah, us from the flesh. I do not have to be a servant to the flesh anymore. I do not have to be tied to my DNA anymore. I have no authority to blame it on the devil no more. The only authority he has is what I give him. If I give him place. In this, the Bible says that they sin, hallelujah, are of the devil. So we're not to sin. We're to abide in the Spirit. Come on, amen? So Jesus cut that flesh for us. He cut it. Cut that flesh. How many of you guys know how many people were in the ark? Eight people. Say new beginning. The flesh was cut. They were in the ark. Jesus is that ark. They had a new beginning because they were in it. Just like you have a new beginning because you're in an incorruptible seed that cannot sin. So when I sin, I step outside of that and I'm not abiding in that incorruptible seed. We do. We sin. So I need to get back. I need to get there back. I need to be abiding, staying in that place. I need to be feeding from the Spirit, walking in the Spirit, not to fulfill the lust of the flesh. I'm going to keep saying that. So Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil so that you don't have to abide it no more. How many of you guys remember this? Remember the disciples? When some people dissed Jesus, so they took it in their hands, James and John, and they said, we got this. We'll call down fire from heaven. We'll kill them all. They won't ever laugh at you, Jesus. And Jesus says, you were of your father, the devil. These are his disciples. But they were drawing from that corruptible seed. Jesus brought them back. Just like Jesus does as we walk with Jesus. They were walking with Jesus. He brought them back. He said, come on, get back here. Get back here. Abide in me.
Get your eyes on me. Come on, amen. Get your eyes on me. Come on, amen. Listen, it doesn't mean we don't ever sin because we make mistakes, but we're not to stay there. Come on, amen. It doesn't give us an excuse no more. Jesus broke that. Hallelujah. Now we can abide in Him. Come on, amen. And we can walk in the Spirit. And when we do that, hallelujah, He's manifested and signs and wonders follow. All creation is waiting for the seed of God to be manifested. All creation was waiting. Here's Jesus was manifested in the flesh. Say the seed of God. Was manifested. Seen of angels. Manifested. Seen of angels. Justified. Sitting on the right hand of the Father. Am I all right? So, came to pass. When did it come to pass? The shepherd said, this day. Say this day. It came to pass this day. When is it going to come to pass? This day. It has come to pass. Not waiting. I've already received it by faith, what He did. So 8 days, Jesus. So He goes on, He says, and behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consultation. He says, and it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should see death. He should not see death before he had seen the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you all right? So it came to pass that the Spirit in the temple, and when the parents brought him in, the child Jesus, to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed him. And he said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to your word. He's saying basically that I can die now. Here's why. For my eyes have seen the salvation. Listen, come on, I want you to get this. He didn't say, I will see. No, 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 no. I see the salvation. This is the seed of God manifested in the flesh. This is God Himself. This is the incorruptible seed. This is the Messiah. This is the Savior of the world. This is salvation right here. With my eyes, I seen salvation. I didn't have to wait for it to come. Come on, amen. Listen, He already did everything. It's already been, He is that seed. Come on, amen. That was slain from the foundation of the earth. He said He just looked at that span and was saved. Seen salvation. It's incorruptible seed. They that take hold of that will make you free. He was waiting all his life for that manifestation of that seed. You got a minute? Let me give you a couple scriptures. Let me finish this page. Is that all right? Psalms. I hope you're getting this. Am I? There's more scriptures that I'd like to add to this, but the seed of salvation. Wow. This is in Psalms 2. Now, I'm just going to read the first part of this. I'm going to read it all, but I want us to see that, like I said before, that every scripture matters. When you read this, come on, when we read something you don't understand it, ask God to give you revelation. Every word, it's important. Come on, amen. This might be a breakthrough moment in your life that when certain words come up and just, it'll break through, give you a breakthrough in your life. I'm telling you, that's the Word of God does. And he says, and why do the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of this earth set themselves and rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. Against his anointed. Now, I just want you to keep that in mind and understand that he faced a lot of persecution, those that came against him, those that were set in high places. Just remember that. We'll get back to that maybe next week. And he said, let us break the bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. Now, I want you to know, do you guys understand that the influence that came against the anointed was from the devil. But Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. His power and control over people. To loose them. And he says, he sits in heaven and laughs, the Lord. He shall have derision. He'll cause them to come in confusion. To not understand. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon this holy hill Zion. I will declare the decree of the Lord hath said unto me. Thou art my son. Listen, catch this word. Say this day. God's not bound by time. So I want you to know that when he says that thou art my son this day. Come on, what day do you think he's talking about? The day that the disciple says this day. Remember they said that? They said it's this day. What they have proclaimed, let's go see what they declare this day. It's meaningful. Come on, amen. He says because you got to remember that he is the day of the Lord. He says, have I begotten you? This is the Father declaring that this day have I begotten you. I have birthed you. I have brought you forth. I have revealed my Son. He says, ask of me, and I shall give you the heathen. Come on, hear this. He says, it is an inheritance, the uttermost parts of the earth, and for thy possession. For thou shalt break them with the rod of iron. They shall break. So I want you to get this. Shall break with the rod of iron. That rod speaks of authority. Come on, amen. It speaks of authority. That I'm giving to you the authority to break. Psalms 110. These are important messianic scriptures that declare the coming of the Messiah, the revealing of him. Psalms 110, verse 2. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion, and rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Wow. So here's the rod that he's talking about. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, in the beauty of thy holiness. From the womb of the morning thou hast dew of thy youth. So he declared this. He said he spoke that word to them. He says in Isaiah 11, let's go here. I just want to give you these scriptures because and there shall come forth a rod. Here we go. I wanted you to give those ones, first ones. So here's the significance. Here's a rod that will rule with authority. He says, I've come to destroy the works of the enemy. He says, and thou shalt come forth. He says, forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse. Are you ready for this? And a branch. Do you remember what the branch? It means Nazareth. That's where it came from. So it means a branch. They're specifically declaring, here he is, this is it. And that word Nazareth also means insignificant. See, I want you to see this, that you know how you might just see a seed and it might look insignificant, but it's not really what you think it is. You understand the power that's within that. Remember Jesus, they said that you wouldn't tell him from anybody else. There wasn't nothing specific about him. He was just normal looking. If you walked down the street, you would just look at him. Insignificant. I want you to hear this. He became a servant, a seed. Just like every one of you might feel insignificant. When you understand the authority that backs you, the power of that seed that's in you, not to be bound by sin, but to overcome it because of the incorruptible seed that's in you. So, he says this. He says, and the branch shall grow out of the root of Jesse. He says, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, and the Spirit of wisdom. Now, there's a lot in this. I know that. I know there's a lot of information here. But this is, count these out with me. Ready? The Spirit of wisdom. Say one. Understanding. I'm sorry, I'm going to go back. The Spirit of the Lord, number one. The Spirit of wisdom. The Spirit of understanding. The Spirit of counsel. The Spirit of might. The Spirit of knowledge. And the Spirit of the fear of the Lord. Seven. Jesus significantly speaks of the number seven. He is the Sabbath day. We get our rest because of what he did for us. I can rest because of what Jesus did for me. Tell someone he is the seventh day. He is my rest. I can rest from sin, hallelujah, because he overcame it. I stay bound to this old seed, it keeps coming after me and it keeps overcoming me. But if I stay in the incorruptible seed, pulling from him. Listen, let me finish. He says, so here they are. He says, and he says, I'll make quick the understanding. He says, and what righteousness and judge the poor and reprove the equity for the meek of the earth, and he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. Wow. Spiritually speaking, he's declaring these things. These will take place. He says in verse 15, and the Lord shall utterly destroy the tongue. Let me jump up. Verse 11, and it shall come to pass in that day. That day. Verse 10, and in that day there shall be a root out of Jesse, and he shall stand for a sign as to be manifested of the people and the Gentiles to seek and to find rest, and his rest shall be glorious, that we can enter into his rest. He says, and the Lord shall utterly destroy the tongue of the Egyptians. This is verse 15, and his mighty wind shall shake and his hand over the river, and shall smite the seven streams, and shall make men go over dry land. And there shall be a highway for the remnant of people. Now, this is prophetically declaring. I want you to hear this. I want you to get this, because this goes beyond just Bible stories, man. This is understanding how do we have this authority, how it unlocks the door of what Jesus did. This causes us to understand that this is what he did. He broke that open. The Bible says in Isaiah, which one is it? Isaiah 35. And he says, there'll be a highway shall be there, a way, and it shall be called the highway of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it. Say the unclean. But he says, I'm making a highway. Hallelujah. I am causing there be a highway. Say, access to heaven. That now we have access to heaven. Come on now. Because of the seed, the incorruptible seed. Now I have access to the Father. I come into the line, the lineage of Christ. He says, and the holiness, unclean shall not pass over, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools shall not err. He says, no lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast. Luke 10. Remember what he said? What's it say? Luke 10, 19. Read it for me. I've given you power over the devil, and no serpent or scorpions or over the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. I'm giving you access. Now you have authority from the incorruptible seed. Come on, amen. That now you have authority over the devil. Now you have authority. I've given you a highway. Say the heavens are open. I don't have to try to beat my way through. Come on. I have access just like Christ now. He's given me that way. Hallelujah. He's opened the door for me to the Father. I have access just like a son. Tell your neighbor, you're a son. You're a child of the Most High God. Just as Jesus spoke to the Father, now you have been given that authority to speak to Him. That's exciting. To tread on scorpions. Nothing shall harm you because of the seed. He says, and ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion, and the songs of everlasting joy upon their heads, and they shall obtain joy of gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Amen. Behold, I give you power. I give you power. Behold, I give you power. You know, the Bible says that in heaven, Revelations, but it says those streets of gold, that they're transparent. Those streets of gold speaks of now of purity, of righteousness. Now, in Christ, I walk in the Spirit. I walk in righteousness. Transparency means that you could see straight through me. There's nothing hidden. When you looked at Christ, there was nothing hidden. You look right through. There's no shadow or moving to the left or the right. There was no lie within Him. It was pure, holy, righteous. Would you stand to your feet? And Isaiah 7:14 says, therefore the Lord Himself shall give you a sign. He shall give you a manifestation. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and you shall call him Emmanuel. Say, God with us. God with us. Butter and honey shall be he eat, that he may know and refuse the evil and choose good. For before the Lord shall know to refuse evil and choose good. We'll get into that next week. The Lord shall bring upon the people and upon thy father's house days to come. He says, and it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord, in that day. I gave you a lot of information there, but it's for us to understand that it's specific. It's just not thrown together. All that God did for us, and the authority and the power and the access He's given to us, we can't imagine. That's why the angels declared the glory of the Lord. Emmanuel, God with us. Say, He'll never leave you nor forsake you. There's an incorruptible seed within you. That seed destroys the works of the devil. Heavenly Father, I just pray right now, God, Lord, that we just take hold of Your Word and the understanding, God. I just pray that all this to God, Lord, that You, God, even as they lay their heads down to God, Lord, at night, to God, Lord, I pray for these words to God, Lord, just to be rehearsed in their heart to God. These words of life, they're living words. God, Lord, and the power that's within them, God, Lord, that makes us free. Lord, that You've given us liberty, God. There's good news. We have good news. We have a message, hallelujah, to declare, God, to speak out of You. And God, Lord, I thank You for that, God. I thank You for the highway that You've made that we have access. And Lord, we give You glory and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God's good.